Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. here on the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay's Tam Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Russo's New York Style Pizza. We have some exciting news. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., we have open mic night for comics. Come out and try your comedy and enjoy some amazing food. Now, one of the winners will get $50 cash from the owner. And the address is 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater between Belcher and Gulf to Bay Boulevard in the Public Shopping Center. We'll see you there at Russo's New York Style Pizza every Thursday. Come a little early and sign up if you'd like to try open mic night at 7:30 p.m.
Hello, Soap fans. This is Patty from Soap This. We are doing a different kind of an event April 30th. Remember Dynasty of the 80s? We are doing a Dynasty reunion with actors John James, Jack Coleman, and Gordon Thompson. They will be performing a matinee show in the afternoon and a cocktail party, Carrington style, in the evening. For tickets, go to soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Everybody, on your drive time home, picking your children up at school, I have got a comedy house full of stand-up comics. About eight of us in here. Woo! From Russo's New York Style Pizza.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. Ooh,
let's go around. And Rachel, you won on the comedy. You won $50 cash about, what, a week and a half ago?
I did.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes, do you want to ask how old he was?
Yeah.
They charge less when they're younger.
So will you be at Russo's this Thursday?
Of course. I should have fantastic food. I'm not just saying this plug it, but the food is fantastic. The service is friendly. And the comedy is great. We get a lot of people in. It's a fun show. It's real light. And there's really a whole lot of rules. So know your crowd. You know, if you're bringing in kids, know that there might be some language you might not approve of. But if you're an adult, you want to go out, you want to have a good drink, you want to have a beer or
great
wine
wings.
As they serve. Yeah.
Fat mozzarella sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, those things rule.
I knew it!
They were fat.
Those are my husband's favorite, the mozzarella sticks.
Like
before we kick off, I know Tom Wise, he is going to do, he just got to pop on and we're going to bring him back. Tell us what's happening on February 8th with you. We're really excited at Russo's New York Style Pizza.
Hey, Don, yeah, we're starting a trivia show.
Right.
And so bring a team, build a team. If you don't have a team, come by yourself. We'll put you on a team. Teams as many as 10. Russo is giving gift cards up to $30, $20, ooh, and even $10 for the best team name. So come up with a team. A lot of folks are getting shirts or hats or just, it's all free. It's a lot of fun. And it's a great way to build a little neighborhood camaraderie.
Right, when is this again?
This is this Tuesday coming up.
Oh, awesome.
February 8th.
Yeah, we're going to start at 7:30, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Should be a lot of fun. Yeah, so get a team and come out. And these questions are very easy. We have a lot of fun.
Yes, you have a question, Rachel.
Yes,
you've moved here recently, and you don't have a whole lot of friends yet, and you want to Beyonce it, like a one-person team, like maybe Jeter that crap.
Yeah.
You know, can I do that?
Yeah, one-person teams are fine, but I've also found, because I've been running trivia for a little while now, and it's nice because we'll put teams together and people make friends. So you end up with a team of 2, 3, 4, 5, but if you just want to go by yourself, that's fine. As many as 10. You can't beat it. It's free. It's all because of the way that Roosters are saying, you know, customer appreciation.
If me and my buddy come up, can we double team Rachel?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't be the first time.
With her permission. Thanks,
if my double team, you need to know the last people that tried that had me say, wow, I think I'm getting hit in the head right now. That guy got bit, and then his girlfriend got eye gouged, okay? So, bring it. Oh, you moved my camera.
I did move your camera, sorry.
The public has been avoided. And when I say that, I did not do that.
But Rachel, I like a little biting.
That is just what could happen to you.
Okay, sharpen those teeth.
Okay. So let's go around, and to the left of us, you were at Russo's New York Style Pizza. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Ben Alexander. I'm just starting out in comedy. I'm not any good at it, but professionally... I run Tampa Bay Solar.
Okay.
Which is a solar install. I've been around 12 years. So I have a real job because no one pays me to do comedy.
Oh, well, you may win at Russo's. You never know. You could win $50.
Hey, $50. Oh, my God.
It's taking a Valentine out. Hey, by the way, tell us where your solar company is located and how to get in touch with you.
It's Tampa Bay Solar, tampabaysolar.com, We have a warehouse owner, Adamo, and they're veteran-owned and operated. It's a good company. We employ a lot of veterans, so we take care of the veterans.
That's awesome. And we're going to come back, and you're going to do a little sit-down stand-up?
Absolutely.
All right. And to my right, we got some beautiful people. They're on tour right now. You're at Russo's for the first time?
Yeah. Down from Boston.
Boston.
Oh, yeah. Just for Russo's. No other reason. We were like, we heard there is a competition in a pizza place.
And you couldn't miss it.
We couldn't miss it, no. Yeah, yeah. We're on tour.
And we're going to come back. What's your social media? We're going to ask everybody else as well.
Cool. My social media is at not a damn cheese. Everything's spelled right. No spaces. Because I don't like being called Brie. Brie is a cheese.
No. Oh, yeah. Brie is really good. Yeah, it's very good.
It's delicious, but I'm not. I'm Brianna, not a damn cheese. So that's all
mine. She's Brie.
I bet you're eating both the same.
And what's your name? Tell everybody.
I am Al Christakis. And I am dating this one.
It's his biggest claim to fame.
And what's your social media?
At Christakis Al on Instagram, Al Christakis on Facebook, Al Christakis on YouTube.
He had way better branding. His is just his name. Mine is like this convoluted thing. But yeah.
But you got, there's got to be an old guy listening to this radio named Al Christakis. There's probably a 3 or 4, actually.
And Tarpon Springs,
oh, my God,
dude.
He's got the same voice as me. Is this me? Is this the multiverse? Oh, my God, there's another Al Christakis right here in Pinellas
County. If they're all Greek, why is it an old smoker lady from, like, Long Island?
I don't know.
It's bad branding.
It's that voice again.
So what we're going to do is we're going to come around and give us a little bit of your stand-up, what you do, and how you started 2 years ago, you said?
Yeah, almost three. At this point, but I started. Do you want me to like do a bit?
Yeah, because we got people driving, they need to laugh.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
I can't get that.
That was my grandma's name, Louise.
Oh, all right, we can't swear on the radio. Let's see, should I do the new bit that I'm working on? Sure, we'll do that. So I'm from Boston, and they don't, there's a lot of kratom bars down here, which I noticed we don't have that in Boston. We just like do heroin and diet 27 like adults. So they don't really like, they don't do the kratom bar thing. But I don't know, I just think it's very funny that people keep calling it diet heroin, because when you think of those drugs, you think, oh my God, the weight gain, that is the number one concern with that drug. You know what I mean?
Well, like, did you lose weight from
Weight Watchers app?
Online?
Yeah, I'm leaving Weight Watchers app.
Yeah.
What? She wrote Weight Watchers app.
Online?
Yeah, I'm leaving Weight Watchers app.
Yeah.
What? What is she saying? She's yelling in the back there. What is she saying?
She's saying hit the gong.
Oh, hit the gong ball.
Oh, the gong ball.
There's a crazy person in the thing control.
Oh, I was just trying to do a bit, which was already weird, and then he said I had HIV, which is strange, but like...
No, I had the HIV.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, okay, so give us a little bit of your stand-up.
Me?
Dusseldorf.
I'm Greek. I know I don't look Greek. But I'm Greek as heck, dude.
You smell Greek.
I smell Greek. I appreciate that, dude.
It's better than
it's a tzatziki. I don't look Greek, but I'm Greek. My middle name's Hercules. That's how Greek I am. I know it should be something stupid like Dusseldorf. Very goofy white kind of name. But my full name's Alexandros Iraklis Christakis, which I feel like that's way too cool for someone that looks like me. I feel like when you name your child something, you set like a certain expectation on that child. I'm just going to never live up to my name in a million years. Like, if my dad loved me, he should have named me like Krongle Bumpus or something. Like, something I could live up to. Like, there's no expectation with Krongle Bumpus. Like, you hear Krongle got a job at 7-Eleven. Good for Krongle. I'm glad to hear he's doing okay. I'm not okay. I'm on terrestrial radio right now trying so hard not to swear. It's not fun.
This is not our
you know, my mother named me Dawn. I'm not a morning person. I should have been Dusk, you know. And I said to her, I said, how did you find my name? She goes, by a pair of Brickell sheets. I said, that's how you found my name? Little did she know later on in years, look at Dawn dishwashing liquid, right? There you go. You think of me every day when you do your dishes. Anyway, so let's go over here to Rachel Ray. Rachel, you've got some funny stuff to tell everybody.
Do I?
Yeah.
Let's see.
You're live on the air. 106.1 FM.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah.
You need the microphone.
So I get a microphone.
And the headsets.
I tried, by the way, I'm sorry, what's your name one more time? Go ahead and give it for all of us. Lady with the perfect eye makeup.
What, my name? Brianna.
Hey, what's up, cheese?
Brie. Hey.
So,
What's up, cooking star Rachel Ray? Like,
I know. I'm gonna change it. It's too much. I can't do it. So we'll think of that. But so I was taught a prank, how to get back at people when I was in college my freshman year. And as an adult, I think of it to this day. Anytime someone like really makes me angry and I have access to their home, I'm like, I'm gonna double duck her that mom.
Oh, I did that to my last apartment.
You know what a double deck? Don't say it, but you know what it is?
I did one, yeah.
Yeah.
The Duke in the top part of the toilet.
Yes, it is. By the time they figure out that the poop is in the tank and not in the bottom of the bowl, their house will smell, their tank will be coated with peanut, and they won't know it was you, most importantly. So there you go. You're welcome, kids. I really honestly hope you're listening. I do.
It's a very awkward position you got to be in to do it, too.
And by the way, they call me Ray Ray because I'm an aunt, and they call me Aunt Ray Ray.
Oh, Ray Ray.
So it's not for Rachel Ray. Matter of fact, I think I'm
have you ever considered like Sweet Baby Ray's? It's a sick barbecue sauce.
I have taste, and yeah, I don't want my meat drenched in sugar.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not white trash down here in Tarpon Springs, Florida, wherever we are in Clearwater. Too good for Sweet Baby Ray's. I see how it is.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going to go back over here and give you your social media real quick, Rachel.
Fight breaking out over barbecue
Rachel,
right now.
What's your social media?
Rachel?
My social media, which will change, is at @RACHAELRAE_RAE. Rachel Ray underscore Ray. That's Twitter.
There
I'm starting.
Go.
I don't have much more. You're welcome.
And let's go back to your social media one more time. And do you have something for stand-up for us?
Well, actually, I have to confess. Can I turn this serious for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was feeling pretty low when I called the suicide hotline.
Oh,
and
no.
When I called the suicide hotline, the guy picked up the phone. He said, "Yeah, it's Earl here. What can I do you for?" And I said, "Well, Earl, I'm having an existential crisis. I don't know what to do." "Well, you going to end it all, right?"
"I am."
"How you going to do it?" "Well, I was going to pull my Prius into the garage and just, you know, close the door." "Well, the problem with that is that's one of them wussy hybrids, and it's not going to have enough carbon monoxide to accurately kill you. What you need is a size 3 hose clamp, put that on the back, and use some duct tape and do it out right? You know, kill you right good." "Wait a second, Earl. I got to tell you, I called the suicide hotline so that you would prevent it." "Oh, I'm sorry. This is Earl's hardware store. You must have misdialed."
All you need is some good sunshine, get to the beach, put your feet in the sand, and enjoy that weather, right? So we got to switch your seats real quick. We've got Tom Wise here as well, and waiting for a call-in. I guess she's in Africa, and I know she's going to call in, so I got to text her again. We have a minute. So Tom, tell us a little bit about your comedy, if you have a stand-up for the people that are driving.
Well, you know, I was thinking if I've got a short one. Yeah, I'm not putting anything up in the cloud. All I can think about is Jesus shaking his head as he's reading my emails to the girls from hotandhorny.com.
Oh, but
I'm going to be opening for Gabe Kaplan.
Oh, no way.
Yes, at Sidesplitters on February 27th. Welcome back, Connor.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. So, so what is your stand-up about?
Mostly it's observational.
Oh, which Sidesplitters?
Sidesplitters in Carrollwood.
Okay.
The main Sidesplitters.
Okay.
The cool one.
In Tampa. Uh-huh.
Oh, very cool. Okay. And then what is your stand-up? You want to give us a little bit of your stand-up comedy?
Well, I just gave you my one joke. I can't give you too many jokes. I'll have plenty of jokes for when Gabe Kaplan is there. I do a nice joke about Facebook, Home Depot. Most of my stuff takes a couple of minutes.
Right.
To get to the good stuff.
Are you going to be at Russo's New York Style Pizza on Thursday?
I will not be there on Thursday, but I'm going to be there next Tuesday. We'll be doing trivia. I'm very excited about that. That's a lot of fun. That's a great way to come out and have some fun, build a team, and win some money.
That's right. We're excited that you're here. We have another beautiful lady over here. We don't have any more seats. We're like house full here. And in about 10 minutes, James will be here with comedy news at 2:30. This beautiful lady, and tell everybody who you are.
Hey, thank you for having me, Dawn.
Yes.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Very cool. My name's Brandy Joy.
Oh, I like that last name, Joy.
Actually, it's my middle name. I don't like going by my last name.
So that's very positive. You know, I have Joy, Dawn, Cheer, all this good stuff in the house.
Well, you know, what's in a name in which we call a rose, right?
Right, right.
I've never met a poor man named Richard.
Oh, that's interesting.
You met a lot of dicks. Thanks.
Oh, man, that's good. Okay.
That was a good one. Give us a little bit of your stand-up here.
So I've been doing stand-up since 2017, and aside from that, because, I mean, I don't get paid much more than $50. Thank you, Russo's. Not all stand-up do actual prize money.
Right. We got to have one of these big contests and then, like, have this, like, major, like you were talking about, Rachel, that's your idea. And your idea was having, like, a finale, grand finale. Like, you're going to help us with that, right?
Well, I think this awesome prize here of being on the radio with you, Dawn.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, and you're on 3 FM, 3 AM, live on Tan Talk Radio Network. And give us what your stand-up comedy is about.
So a lot of my stand-up comedy is really just about me and my awkwardness, me going to school. You see, my hair's crazy. Believe it or not, I'm actually a hair model.
Ooh, I love that because it's so free.
For Paula Abdul.
I can see that.
Ooh. Yeah, but actually, I'm also a before and after model. So what you see right now is the before.
But your hair is so perfect for a convertible.
Yes, and I have convertibles. I'm a convertible girl.
I can say that. You know, just blowing in the wind and just fun and free.
Yeah, it's cute now, but it wasn't cute when I was in middle school. I got made fun of for it a lot. Oh. And I mean, I was, you know, so a lot of my jokes are about my actual life and, you know, being a creep and whatnot. So do you want to hear one of my jokes?
Yeah, I do.
All right, do you want to hear a Jesus joke?
Sure.
Of course. You know, there's always two type of people. One that says, like, H, yeah. And the other one's like, I don't know. It's a good one.
The one I don't know depends here. I'm a Christian, so. Same.
So I'm pretty sure that being Jesus would kind of be like me having a crush in high school. You know, as in, even though you may not know I exist, I, like, I love you anyways.
That's so cute.
That's a sweet one.
That's a cute one.
Yeah. So, you know, you can find me on all the social media networks and whatnot, Brandy_Joy or Brandy Joy Comedy. That's Brandy with an I.
Super cool. Were you the one that talked the joke about being in church? Was that you?
No. Think that's I pretty much limit my church and Jesus jokes to that one.
You're right. I gotcha.
I try to get neutral grounds.
I gotcha.
Well, you know, Jesus could take a crouton and make it into a large cheese.
Yeah, you have to be in the microphone.
A lot of comedians.
That's right. Yeah, I'll tell you, we had actually a VIP guest that was supposed to call in. She's in Africa right now, and she said she'll try to call in, but if not, that's okay.
Now, Mama Dawn, Ali. Did I see your first stand-up?
You did.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was the one said,
Facebook.
Oh, wait, no, I went on all the dating sites, yeah, and then I realized after, you know, before I met my wonderful husband, it was Mark, Luke, John, Paul, I only dated half the Bible until was it Jose, and I was like, I'm done, is it Jose? Or?
Jose, Jesus.
Yeah, that was it, and so Rachel, shaking her head, yeah, my husband said, Dawn, you haven't paid any bills lately, and I said, I did, I paid you with your credit card. Radio, we need more sponsors. We need more sponsors. We need more people to sponsor this show. And we're so excited that you joined us. And we have more amazing miracle stories and things coming up in the next month. And Rachel, do you have anything to say? You're laughing. She's trying to hold her laugh right now.
I can't say it, so I'm typing it on my Facebook page live right now. So
she's having more fun on Facebook.
You gotta look.
So, and we have like 5 minutes left. Anybody want to do a last 2 or 3 minutes about themselves? What? Anything you want to talk about?
You want to talk about Comedy Key West?
Famous plug.
Just kidding. On the 3rd, we're at Milk District Comedy in Orlando. We're on a show there. And then from February 9th to the, 14th, 15th?
February 9th to the 14th.
Yeah.
Comedy Key West in Florida.
Shout out to Tom Dustin, Boston native, moved down here, opened up a comedy club.
Listen to Dangerous Now. It's a really good hour.
And great hour. And shout out to Theo and Nesty. He's
my fofo. Make sure all your kids don't grow.
He's
Nesty.
It's his uncle. He's letting us stay with him. That's why we're in Tampa.
Oh, that's cool.
His fault we're here. So blame him. All right. So, we got club dates, and we'll be in Houston and Austin, Texas soon.
Fun.
Going to Vegas, and then making our way back to Boston.
I have friends in Vegas you got to hook up with. Actually, he was one of the Funkadelics. He actually walked me down the aisle in my wedding. And
sweet.
Shane is there, super amazing comic, headlining down there.
Gillis?
As well. No, Shane.
Oh.
As it Shane.
Oh.
We're trying to get him on. But everybody that's listening, I have to give this plug because you'll hear that commercial in a minute. We have a sunkisscharters.com. If you're looking to go out in the Gulf of Mexico and you want to just chill and come back and relax, restroom on board, bring your own food and drinks, go to sunkisscharters.com. apprenticecharters.com, up to 6 people, and we have Captain Tom and Captain Bert will make your enjoyable cruise in the afternoon, and you'll sleep like a baby, trust me. Anyways, so Rachel, any other last words? Look at the clock, it goes so fast.
Last words, it sounds so final.
Last words.
It's not final. I actually had
just for today.
Poo moment. Oh, thank you, dear. we're in that, where do we go?
Dogs. Who let the dogs out? That's the station dogs.
We ate at O'Keefe's today for lunch, me, Dawn, and Christy.
It was wonderful.
And it was wonderful. They got great food. Their service is great. Our server's name was Donna. And it's an Irish joint, and they've got this place called a Hot Brown. I'm like, that sounds like a shat on a cedar chest. You know what I mean? Like, like that is the only thing I can visualize. I cannot eat that. That is no longer should be ever on the
menu. I had the Reuben. It was very good. I can eat only half of it. Chrissy had the taco salad. It was very good.
I bet you liked the taco salad.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, I wish my tour date sounded like Breeze, not the cheese over there. It looks like my schedule pretty much involves Reese's on Thursdays. Trivia on Tuesday.
There
I'm still
go.
Trying to think of my trivia name, but that's to be catchy. I mean, he said you get a prize if you get a good
Yeah, that's what he
name.
Said.
Riddler.
Yeah.
And of course, this Charters thing, I definitely got to hook that.
Oh, yeah.
That
and if
Thank
you put
you.
It on your social media, sunkisscharters.com, and we get a lead from you, you make some money with us. Maybe $30 for 3 hours we'll send you, or if they do 5 hours, you get $50.
Telling you.
Cool deal.
Money follows you, Don.
There you go. I know. And the cool thing is, coming up, we have some amazing comics that are going to be back. You're coming back, Tom, on Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday was trivia night.
Yep.
Thursday, Russo's New York Style Pizza. And we have Chrissy Boyles. Chrissy, you got to pop in here. She's so funny. She needs to come on stage. And she is so funny. And Chrissy will say it like it is. And she's going to say hi to everybody in 2 minutes.
On her way. You've summoned her.
She's on her
way.
I summoned her. Wait, come here. What?
What are we paying $30 for 3 hours for?
No, I'm giving you $30 if you send somebody for Sunkissed Charters.
I don't want those.
She doesn't want the headsets.
I don't want
They're fighting over headsets.
They're gift holders, okay?
You've got to see her. All right, Chrissy, any words that you'd like to say? What's coming up? We got Renaissance Festival.
Oh, my God. I got Renaissance is coming up, and the fair's coming up.
State Fair.
And we're live Instagram also.
Oh, hi, Instagram. We're live
and,
TikTok.
A few flaky jokes around here, okay? But not bad, not bad.
Welcome to stand-up.
Stand-up comedy.
Oh, no, I'm saying you'll get the good with the bad.
Best show I've ever done.
So anyway, did I tell you what my husband gave me?
What did your husband give you?
Best show I've ever done.
So anyway, did I tell you what my husband gave me?
What did your husband give you?
Okay, just this was a little box, and I thought there was jewelry in it.
Yeah.
And so I'm shaking it and shaking it, and he walks in the door and he goes, "Don't open it." I go, "Why?" He goes, "That's my dog when it was a kid. You know, like when he was a kid."
Yeah.
It was a little urn. It was a box which I thought was jewelry. I would have had little Fluffy all over me. Didn't even know that. And that's
dog
scary.
Dust
Man,
dog
I just
dust.
Got 2 new puppies. My husband sent me some money to get a dog and some
shout
supplies.
Shout out Bean.
What
yeah.
kind of dog are you?
Oh my
Bean's
gosh,
my
I
dog.
Look so much younger. I mean, y'all have no clue.
Oh, no, I
got kids that look older than me. Let's just see.
Oh, wow.
Matt, you're not the lady, is I gonna tell?
Oh, and any
tell
last
I'll tell about the time I M'd in public. Blackout drunk.
We have one more comic that wants to say something. You have one more minute.
Speaking
it's 2:20.
Dogs, did you know lately when you adopt a dog, the tech is
shout
really
out Bean, best dog
you
in the world.
You can get a Bluetooth connection with your dog, and if you download the app, you can read your dog's mind.
I got
this little floofy dog, and he's jumping around. I went to work. I looked at the app, and I had 400 notifications. The old one word.
Uh-oh.
Squirrel.
Oh. Ooh, shout out my mom. She loves squirrels.
Yeah, and so then there's
squirrels.
A little bit of silence, and I got another notification. I don't like that squirrel. But I had to get rid of the app. You know
252.
Why?
Stay tuned for comedy news up with James Russo's New York Style Pizza. We'll see you there.
Man doesn't have any teeth. Shouts out to
God
Malik's
bless
Burger
Seat. Go to those commercials. We'll be right back.
Yeah.